news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning. It is Mobile Mornings at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Another glorious morning in Mobile, Alabama. Eastern Shore, Fairhope, Daphne, down along the beaches. We're in pretty good shape today. Got a nice day. Unfortunately, for a lot of the residents of our area, it's a day to continue to clean up. We've got massive amounts of cleanup still to be done in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. We got that story this morning.
Yeah, I think Gulf Shores said they're 85% of the way through picking up debris. And Orange Beach, they didn't give us a percentage, but they've made their way through a lot of debris as well. Still going to take a lot of time to clean up all of the remnants from Hurricane Sally. Mobile, the city of Mobile, on the other hand, has picked up, according to the mayor, 92% of the debris. And only 8% of the people, if my math is correct, have not had that picked up. And I think you're partially in that 8%.
Partially, they got the big pile out of the way. They asked you to separate the pile from the from another pile, the pile of leaves that are bagged, and so I'm just going to haul them off to Langan Park today and be done with the whole thing.
What I love, I've seen online some people complaining that the city hasn't picked up their trash in 2 entire weeks, and I'm like, read the room.
Some people 4 weeks or whatever it was since the storm.
There's some people that haven't had their debris picked up since the storm, so it's going to take a little while for not just the Mobile trash crews, but trash crews across the Southeast or whoever was hit by Sally to get back on a normal schedule.
We're a Friday pickup, and it was the Friday after the storm, after the Tuesday storm.
Mm-hmm.
I texted on Thursday a friend of mine that works with the city, any chance you're going to get our... And he said, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a maybe, and it was a no, actually. It's 808 at FM Talk 106.5 from QuinnHilliard.com. He's also the author of Matt Jones' trilogy on Amazon and also writes for the Washington Examiner. It's Quinn Hilliard. Good morning, Quinn.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing? How's your debris pickup going?
Oh, we're doing just fine.
Okay.
We're doing just fine.
That's great to hear, Quinn. Well, 2 weeks out from the election, Trump hitting the campaign trail hard. And I say Trump, what I mean is every member of the Trump family is out campaigning in some form or fashion. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has called a lid on his campaign leading into Thursday night's debate in Nashville, Tennessee. But one topic that's being discussed a lot, not just nationally, but in Washington, D.C., is what's going on with Hunter Biden and this laptop that he dropped off, or the three laptops he dropped off at a Mac store in Wilmington, Delaware. Can you kind of explain to us the basics of this story? So Hunter Biden, we've been hearing about his dealings with Ukraine and China for a while now, but now there's possibly evidence that he was having business dealings with these two countries?
Well, first of all, it's not just that we now know he was having business dealings. It's been that's not even in dispute. It's just the nature of the dealings with these emails looks so much worse. But if it were just about Hunter Biden, it wouldn't matter. Let me repeat that. This is not a story about Hunter Biden. This is a story about Joe Biden. It is what the emails, the alleged emails, but I have every reason to believe they're real. It's what the emails say about what Joe knew and what Joe did, and you combine that with what the emails say about just how bad Hunter's dealings were, dealings that Joe in various ways aided and abetted. You put that together, and that's what makes it a scandal, or it would be a scandal if the media actually did its job. But this is the first story in the history of modern media where they just suddenly show absolutely no interest, even though every single bit of logic argues that these emails are real. I'll stop there for a second.
What year are we talking about here? What year were the dealings? What constitutes this outrage? If we're able to read what others have read, isn't Joe Biden a veteran politician enough to understand that there's limits to what he could? I mean, it seems like a dumb, foolish thing to do.
Well, look, Hunter Biden and Joe's brother, was it Jim? Joe's brother and Joe's sister-in-law started trying to cash in on Joe's vice presidency early on in the vice presidency, and they started trying early. By 2011, Hunter was in full bore. The thing was, it was in about 2013 to 2015 that they really started striking pay dirt. That was also when the other Biden son, Beau, known as the good Biden, got brain cancer and then eventually died from it. And it was in that time period, the 2013, 14, and 15 time period, that Joe started doing more to make it easier or even participate in Hunter's dealings.
So, Quinn, how did this story break open again? Because we've been talking about Hunter Biden for, it seems, a few years now. I know the New York Post had a story they published last week, and it all has to do with Hunter Biden stopping by this computer store in Delaware and dropping off three of his laptops. And then I guess the store owner there saw things on the laptop that worried him, and then he sent that to the authorities. So does the FBI, are they looking into this? And how has this broken open? And how is Rudy Giuliani involved right now?
Okay. The media is dismissing the story because of Rudy Giuliani's involvement. They say, well, Giuliani is just a henchman for Trump, and therefore you can ignore it. It's clearly just a smear job. What that ignores is that the laptops were there, wherever they came from, those laptops were there before Rudy Giuliani even knew about them. And that it's been very clear, the chain of how Rudy Giuliani found out. So if they're blaming Giuliani for the laptops, that makes no sense, because Giuliani didn't enter the picture until about a year, earlier this year. And the laptops had already been seized by the FBI before Giuliani got involved. The reason we know about it is the shop owner, the computer repair shop owner, made a record of the hard drive before he turned it over to the FBI. And it's that record of the hard drive that he was trying to tell Republican operatives that I've got this and I'm scared because it looks bad, and so, you know, I don't want the FBI or some bad people to come after me. His defense in his mind of his own safety was, the more people that know that I have this, the better, because then if anything happens to me, everybody knows that it was, you know, foul play.
Mm. So what was the purpose of Biden's visit to the shop? Was he took his laptops in there for what reason?
Well, okay, that's what is in dispute. The shop owner happens to be either mostly or entirely blind. I'm not clear on that. He says he doesn't know that it was Biden, that it was somebody who was clearly drunk, who was inebriated or maybe some other way messed up, but that it had a sticker on it, on the computer, from the Bo Biden Foundation. That's the foundation named after the late brother,
mm-hmm.
Or the late son of Joe. And that then when whoever it was didn't come in to pick it up within 30 days, he started looking in it, you know, which is his right to do after 30 days, and he started seeing all these pictures of Biden, et cetera, and that's how he knew it was Hunter, or that's how he knew that it was Hunter's laptop, or thought it was Hunter's laptop. He cannot identify Hunter specifically as the one that brought it in, other than than those other things that I mentioned.
Yeah, and I guess Fox News says they've obtained a receipt from that store that may or may not have Hunter Biden's signature signing off on the payment for those laptops. Now, I do want to ask you about the hypocrisy of the media and the coverage of this story, but first, a question from our text line. Jason asks, why has the FBI sat on this case for so long?
Well, that's a good question, but here's the thing. The FBI didn't seize it on its own. They came and they picked up the laptop as a result of an official subpoena, which must be issued by a grand jury, and it was a subpoena issued under the direction of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. Okay, and the FBI, of course, works basically for and with U.S. attorneys. I mean, it doesn't work directly for them, but if there's a subpoena, the FBI often is the one that gets involved. This raises, if you're suspicious, lots of conspiracy theories of a different sort, because Delaware is basically run by the Bidens, okay? Joe was a senator there for, you know, from 1972 until he became vice president. Bo was the attorney general. During the Obama administration, the leadership of the of the U.S. Attorney's Office would have been appointed by the Obama-Biden administration. And you don't think that all the top levels there... if you don't think all the top levels there were known personally and approved personally by Joe and Bo Biden, Bo being in law enforcement on the state level and having his own army of attorneys, and Joe being vice president, if you don't think that, you don't know how it works. So the point is, this was seized by an office that had for 8 years been run by the Biden family appointees.
One other thing, Quinn, as we go to break, is if Delaware is not a whole lot bigger than Baldwin County when you get right down to it. So you talk about people knowing who's who and having a pretty clear lay of the land. That would happen in a state like Delaware. Can you hang on, Quinn?
Yeah.
Quinn Hillier, more with him on Biden and the election on the way, too, right?
Yeah, going to ask about the media's coverage of this story, and also, how is Russia involved? More with Quinn Hillier coming up next.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. FM Talk 106.5, it's Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and Quinn Hillier with more on the Hunter Biden computer drop-off, which was, if he dropped off those computers, it's rather unfortunate for him because it looks like they found a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah, it's strikingly a kind of a similar story with the Anthony Weiner thing that happened just, 6 years ago, although the Anthony Weiner situation obviously involved children, which I know that's been... that's a theory that's floating out there, Quinn, and I've seen several people post about it that there's... I'm continuing to call it a theory, but that Hunter Biden had possibly videos of him doing, truly awful things on this. But I think that these theories can arise when the media isn't doing proper coverage of something that appears to be as big of a story as this is. Now, we've gotten some text on the text line, and Billy, the friendly Democrat, who is truly friendly and a friend of the station, he said, those emails do not seem real because the Trump supporter at the PC repair place said his video camera system wasn't working when the alleged person he says was Hunter Biden came in. Also, complete rumor or truth that the man is legally blind anyway. He says, looks like more Russian interference to me. Now, that seems to be the standard party line right now from the Democrats. This is all Russian interference. What do you make of that?
Absolute, total nonsense. First of all, it is true that the guy can't identify Hunter because he is blind. But he said that, if you look at the contents, the contents are clearly Hunter Biden's. Assuming they are real, they are clearly Hunter Biden. What is clearly Hunter Biden is all the pictures, private pictures, compromising situations. Also pictures of Joe Biden. There are lots and lots of pictures, and there is, according to the New York Post, absolutely, the New York Post says it has viewed a 12-minute sex videotape involving Hunter Biden having sex and smoking crack.
Wow.
Now, of course, they haven't publicized that for obvious... I mean, they haven't actually produced that
right.
for obvious reasons. Be that as it may, the Russian disinformation stuff is absolute sheer nonsense. It comes from the fact that Rudy Giuliani is known at one point to have met a couple of times with a guy who is a known Russian agent. Okay? That is known. That is acknowledged. Rudy has acknowledged it. That has nothing to do with this. Andy McCarthy, who was one of the top prosecutors in the nation, he's the guy that put away the blonde sheik, I think it was, who masterminded the first World Trade Center bombing, the one that was, you know, that was in a parking lot underground. He wrote a great column the other day. It pointed out that the whole idea that suspicious chain of custody negates the actual contents is absurd. You judge the contents by the proof within the contents. In other words, if the contents are otherwise verifiable, then it doesn't matter who handled them in the meantime. Lots of true stuff gets handed over to shady middlemen before it makes its way to authorities.
Mm.
That doesn't make the stuff untrue. And the simple fact is that the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office had subpoenaed and the FBI had seized the original laptop and hard drive before Rudy Giuliani had anything to do with it. Now, that logic tells you right there that it wasn't, you know, a Giuliani plant. And the second thing is, it says that if it's not Hunter Biden's, or if it was not were not suspected to be Hunter Biden's, why would the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI seize it in the first place? Do they go around seizing laptops that are left at you know, computer repair shops just willy-nilly? Of course they don't. They don't. It is real.
And we've got just over a minute left, Quinn. So final question, does this affect the election, or, in my opinion, more likely, are we going to see 3 years of impeachment if Joe Biden wins the election in a couple weeks?
Well, what I said in my column yesterday is the media, the establishment media, will do everything they can to ignore, dismiss, put out this idea it was Russian disinformation until the election. If and when Joe Biden clearly has been elected, then about a week after that, all of a sudden the media is going to be like, oh, you know what? This does look real after all.
Hmm.
Because what will that let them do? It will let them say, okay, well, you can go ahead and get rid of Joe and install our gal Kamala Harris.
Hmm. How about that? All right, so what it was, get a hold of your stuff, Quinn, online, and including the Matt Jones trilogy?
Matt Jones trilogy at Amazon.com, but on this topic, go to Washington Examiner and read about it. It's probably four out of my last six columns are on this Biden matter.
By the way,
you're a Washington Examiner.
Very good. Thank you, Quinn.
Thanks.
FM Talk 106.5 at 8:30. Dan Brennan and Dalton Hilliard opening up and turning up your voice at 343-0106.
836 FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Getting ready to turn up your voice, 343-0106. That's the text number and the same number to call and get on the air. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, doing great. And some pleasant weather today and tomorrow, and a good time to get out to the lot at McConnell Automotive and check out what you got. So why don't you let us know right now what's on the lot?
That's right. It's great weather. Hey, y'all can check out everything that's on the lot at McConnellAutomotive.com. And if you got any questions, call Gene or I at 251-476-4141. Gene should have all the used cars stocked in and up on the website. I mean, we've had a few computer problems here in the past few days, but we're getting it all worked out. And like I said, if y'all got any questions on those cars, give Gene or I a call. Don't forget about got the best body shop in Mobile. Gary and the guys and the girls will take care of all your needs, and that's your insurance stuff. All you got to do is give them a buzz, and all you got to do is really take a picture of the crash, and they give you a little estimate right over the telephone.
Wow, that's fantastic. And another thing you can do right over the telephone is possibly sell your car to McConnell Automotive. How does someone do
that? That's right. Gene or I buy your car, give us a call. Like I said, 251-476-4141. Give us the VIN and the miles, and we'll give you a price right over the telephone.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
That's Louie Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Crazy, crazy stuff with the Hunter Biden story that has not really seen the light of day from the mainstream media. It's now getting more attention because of the fact that it's not getting enough attention in a way.
Well, what's striking to me, and I think it's what's, you know, most striking to everyone, is that imagine, let's flip these people involved right now, and imagine this was Donald Trump Jr. that dropped three laptops off at a Delaware computer store, and there were emails and text messages that not only showed Donald Trump Jr. in an unflattering light, possibly doing things that are illegal, but also had ties to his father, Donald Trump, and his dealings with other countries and maybe getting sweet deals because of his position in the U.S. government. If you don't think that the national media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, if you don't think they would be covering that story 24/7 around the clock, then you're insane, because that's exactly what's been happening over the last 3 or 4 years. Things that have been proven untrue have been given just nonstop media coverage. So
it's
particularly glaring that they're not making at least somewhat of a bigger deal about this. And if it comes down to it, and the Washington Post and New York Times want to clear the Bidens from any of this, then the responsible thing to do would be to report on it and clear them of any wrongdoings, instead of just saying it's Russian disinformation or it's just some crocked up story that they're throwing out there to try to change some votes. Now, I'm wondering if this isn't coming too closely. We've talked about the October surprise, you know, thousands and thousands of times, but this is very close to the election. We're 2 weeks out, and this story is getting some legs now, but only 2 weeks until election day. There have already been 30 million votes cast early. That's more than 20% of the votes that were cast in 2016 total. So I'm not sure how many minds this story could even possibly change going into this election. But what I do see happening is if Joe Biden wins the election on November 3rd, then just like we saw President Trump impeached and every move of his, you know, criticized over the last 3.5 years, going to see the exact same thing from the other side with Joe Biden. I could see this story having legs for years to come.
So, yeah, so then Biden and then Harris suddenly ascends to the top and all that. So, and if you're wondering what I brought to the conversation, the 1.5-hour conversation with Quinn Hillier a moment ago, I brought the perspective of geography, because Quinn was talking about in the state of Delaware, you've got to understand that Beau Biden was the attorney general.
Right.
Joe, of course, longtime senator, and was in charge of all favors within the state. We get that. He was pretty much the king of Delaware. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think that all people that were in any kind of line of authority were appointed by the Bidens, you've got another thing coming. And I said, you know, Delaware is basically glorified Baldwin County.
Yeah, right around the same size.
And I looked it up, and Delaware is like 2,400 square miles, and Baldwin County is 2,100 square miles. So,
wow.
In effect, that's what we're talking about. An area geographically that small. Don't you think that people know each other from the beach to Stockton? It's not that big a deal.
Right. So there, in that case, there should be more information coming out about this computer shop owner in Wilmington, Delaware.
Exactly.
If there's so many questions about his ability to see or whether he has ulterior motives in this, well, the people of Delaware ought to know this guy. At least anyone that's had an Apple MacBook that's needed fixed over the last so many years, they should know a little bit about about this guy that was the one who turned this computer or these computers into the FBI. Yeah. Right now, I guess in D.C., you've got, of course, they're arguing like they always are, but the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, and the Intelligence Committee chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff from California, right now they're publicly battling over those emails that were allegedly recovered from Hunter Biden's laptop, and they're battling over that report that was published by the New York Post. So I know the Republicans are calling for Attorney General Barr to appoint a special counsel to probe these revelations. But remember, if they want this to change any of the results for the election, only 2 weeks out, so Republicans would probably have to get a pretty quick move on this in order to change any minds. But I mentioned this with Quinn also, when there's a lack of reporting on a story like this, not only does it not benefit the American people, I think it harms the American people, because then all kinds of theories can come out of this. You know, somebody that doesn't have any information on a story could say that just about anything could be possible. And I've heard different things about what may or may not be on this laptop. And if the media isn't actually reporting on it, we may never know.
You want to get to some of those theories?
I do.
Ricky is on the line with us right now. Ricky, hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show. Look, I can tell you right now, A.G. Barr ain't going to prosecute nobody, because all the policy rhinos are just as guilty as Joe Biden for selling out to Chinese as Joe Biden is. That's why Hillary and Obama didn't go down with the first. That's why they come up with the Russian collusion, all that stuff, to cover their crime with Russia. I mean, with the Ukraine in the first place.
So you say Attorney General Barr is on Team Biden?
No, I'm saying they own a Freemason deal. They all are Freemasons. They're all the children of the devil, and they all playing the game with us. That's why none of these people going to be prosecuted. We got enough evidence on Obama and Hillary and Benghazi thing to bear them, but it won't come out to the public because the government controls the media, and that's why all this is going. Look, there's going to be a civil war. There's going to be martial law. There's going to be, they're going to use the martial law to cover their crimes. That's why Bush put in the Patriot Act and the 9/11 thing to take our rights away, not to take the rights away from Muslims or whatever so they can go into foreign countries and kill people, but to take American rights away from us so they can come and remove us legally. If the country blows up into civil war, then they're going to say, okay, we just got to, you know, lock everybody up. And then they're going to come in just with whoever's behind whatever that they're going to do and take over.
Ricky, I do agree with you about the Patriot Act and that Americans lost a lot of rights with the Patriot Act. And but I was going to ask Ricky, we lost him there. I was going to ask him, he keeps saying civil war. He said that several times on calls now. Who is fighting in this civil war? That's what I want to know. If there is going to be a civil war, what are the sides? I think that someone who is saying there's going to be a civil war, you should at least be able to plainly say these people fighting these people.
Well, that was my mistake right there in editing Ricky and thinking that we had exhausted everything we were going to get out of him or wished to get out of him during that conversation, so I just kind of let him go.
No, that's probably the smart move overall.
I'm sure he's going to. I suspect he will call back at some time very soon.
But, you know, the thing I'm saying about this is, remember Pizzagate? There was a lot made about Pizzagate years ago. There are some theories online that there are some truly awful videos on this laptop. And if there's not actual reporting done, then those theories are just going to continue to flourish unless somehow they're proven true.
FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig at 8:45. Good morning, y'all, or is it a good morning? After Ricky's...
I think
shocks you to the bones for 2 minutes and a half.
I think it's a fantastic morning. Weather's nice.
It is. It's really nice. Nice weather to clean up, so y'all keep doing what you're doing, especially in Baldwin County. We understand that you've got a lot more to do. It's 8:51 FM Talk 106.5.
And, you know, we're getting very close to Halloween.
We are.
You thought I was going to say election there. I'm sure you did.
I knew what was coming.
Very close to Halloween. And what better time than now to visit the FM Talk 106.5 Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. And we have a new contest up on our Facebook page, the Halloween Pet Pick of the week. Now, I know there's a lot of you crazies out there, and I'm included in this one, mostly because of my wife, but I am included in the group of people that buy their pets Halloween costumes.
Sure.
I've never been this person before until I got married. I'll just let you know that. But we kind of do like a family, you know, family-themed Halloween every year. We were skeletons one year, sharks the next, and last year was Winnie the Pooh. We did. So.
And by the way, Dalton is such a pet lover, he dropped off one of his pets in Georgia to never be seen again.
That's right. She's at a farm upstate, but a real farm upstate, not one of the fake farms upstate that people tell others to make them feel better. But
yeah.
So yeah, and I'm down to the one dog now, which makes it easier to buy more Halloween costumes for
right.
the one dog. And you can do like I am getting ready to do, and that's upload the picture of my dog in his Halloween costume. His name's Murphy. He's a Boston Terrier. There's one up there now where he's in a skeleton costume, but I'm sure your Halloween picture of your dog is going to do much better than mine, so you post it onto our Facebook page.
Yes.
And whoever gets the most likes on their pet's Halloween costume picture can win some pretty awesome prizes from Lola Bells, who is sponsoring this contest. The first prize, you get pet grooming up to $100 value. Second prize, whoever gets the second most likes gets one session of doggy daycare, and then the third prize gets one night in the pet hotel at Lola Bell's. And as someone who has had to board dogs and boarded one here recently, that could add up. So it's pretty nice to get a free night of pet boarding from Lola Bell. So go to the Facebook page, and even if you just want to check out some of the other pictures, already got some cute dogs populating the website. You can do that today at facebook.com/FMTalk1065.
Strange numbers coming out of the polling for Doug Jones and Tommy Tuberville. Almost everything I've heard to this point is, I think the UA Montgomery one has had Tuberville up by 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like that one is you know, pretty much a done deal. Then I'm having trouble sleeping at night. It's a long story.
The new dog?
No, not the new dog. The new job.
Oh.
So I'm coming in as early as I can. I'm trying to get ready as much as I'm thinking about the show in my sleep. I'm listening to podcasts as I go to sleep. So none of this is very smart. I get that. But there was a national podcast, and they were talking about Doug Jones' numbers were actually pretty promising. I was like, what poll are they? What? This was a weekly political poll. I'm like, what are they listening to?
And, right.
But it turns out Doug Jones' own internal poll is mm-hmm. a lot different than Tuberville's.
Yeah, so all we've heard over the last few months is that Tuberville has a massive lead in the race for the Alabama Senate seat that's currently held by his opponent, Democrat Doug Jones. And every poll, like you said, that's come out has shown Tuberville with pretty much double-digit leads across the board. The Auburn University one you pointed out showed Tuberville up by 12 points. A Morning Consult poll shows him up by 17 points. Mm. And then here recently, the Doug Jones campaign released some internal polling that actually shows Doug Jones up by 1 point over Tommy Tuberville. They show that Jones is getting 48% of the votes, Tuberville 47%, and 5% undecided, which is an outlier, to say the least, from the rest of these polls.
Absolutely.
Now, after that, Tommy Tuberville, I believe, released his own internal polling that shows him up by 15 points. But what's interesting is, reportedly, the Tuberville campaign has been using Doug Jones' polling numbers for fundraising purposes. They're saying, look at this poll. It actually shows that Tuberville is behind by a point. Remember, this is the Tuberville campaign sending this email out to potential donors.
They know it'll be effective almost in shocking his supporters into, whoa, we got to do something now.
Exactly right. So he's actually using Doug Jones' internal polling for fundraising, while at the same time, when asked by the media what the race is looking like, they'll put out their own polls and say, well, it looks like we're up 15 points. Mm. Shouldn't have any trouble here. But that's the latest from the Senate race. And again, 2 weeks out from the election, all polls, everything points towards Tuberville having a pretty smooth sailing win. But we've seen polls that are wrong in the past, and no telling. I mean, I would imagine that the Jones poll was pretty helpful on their side anyway, but it is a poll, and it does show Jones up by 1%, so I'm wondering if that's actually putting any fear into the heart of Tuberville supporters out there.
It's very, very strange. It's so, I mean, you talk about a poll that's 17 points off of another poll,
mm-hmm.
so they're not talking to the same people, obviously, right?
Right.
They're talking to people. They're not talking to the same people. What's the methodology behind it, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, I need to find that exact information. But, you know, you can, depending on who is doing the polling, you can make the polling look however you'd like it to look. But,
sure.
Of course, there would be some things that would stand out. If they only polled, say, 200 people and polled them in a pretty, you know, strongly blue city, or as close as you can get to that in Alabama, then of course polling would slant towards Doug Jones' direction. But most of the polls showing Tuberville up right now. I just thought it was interesting that he's using Doug Jones' polling numbers to help raise money. And right now Doug Jones has outraised the Tuberville campaign by, I think, 4-1. And most of that money coming from out of state.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting going into this. But as we've heard some other commentators on this station say before, Doug Jones may be angling. Of course, he would like to win the Senate seat again and hold on to the seat that he won back in that special election. But is he possibly angling for a position in the potential Joe Biden administration? If Biden were to win this election, maybe Doug Jones, maybe he knows that this race is already in the bag for Tuberville, and all this is about getting his name out there and potentially getting a pretty prime spot in the Joe Biden administration.
Maybe, but maybe he knows the guy at the computer store that squints a lot, that can't see, and he has inside information, understanding that Biden is... the Biden appointment better come quick, I guess is what I'm saying, if a lot of people... If the Hunter Biden story is as true as everybody's... You know, as some people are saying.
Yeah. This Hunter Biden story, of course, I was gone last week, and I really tried to disconnect from pretty much everything after staring at the news cycle 24/7 over the last 4 years. I wanted to disconnect, but I saw this Hunter Biden thing popping up over and over again, and I realized, you know, what could actually be in these emails. Pretty damning stuff, and if that comes to light, that could change a lot of things here over the next few years, I think, if Joe Biden were to win presidency.
Yeah, it could. Jeff Ford will have more on that, and everything to do with what's going to happen in 2 weeks. That'll be among the things he's going to talk about coming up. He'll have some guests, I know, as well.
Yeah, and coming up on Midday Mobile, 12:30 today, Sean Sullivan talks with the Orange Beach mayor, Tony Kinnett, coming on the show to talk about recovery over there in Orange Beach.
We feel for y'all and want to help in any way we can. 8:59, 1 minute away from 9 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.